Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're listening to the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined once again by Devlin Eden. And we're looking into the mountain biking space today and the Olympic distance. Again, Olympics is a theme we talked about in the last podcast. We touched on it in the last podcast, but the cross-country event will be coming right at the end of the Olympics. We've got a few riders there, including James Reid, the South African champion. But the one thing I wanted to ask, because I've heard a little bit of this in the circles sort of guys who sort of used to race cross-country, some of the older guys and age groupers, and they're not doing it now, because a lot of the guys are saying that cross-country is becoming too technical, and it's thus limiting the numbers who are able to and willing to participate. Do you see it going this way, Devlin?
David, to be honest, I think, it's probably going to come down to a personal preference, but as far as I'm concerned, there's a short answer, and that's no. I don't think it has become too technical, and in the sense of cross-country has always been known for short, sharp, technical riding. So the guys are typically riding anything between sort of 4 and 6 kilometer loops, and they're doing, the pros at the top level are doing 8 laps of that. So it is a short, sharp event. But it's technical because that's what the riders at that level are wanting. So I think more importantly, we need to decide as a rider, what do you want to do? Do you want to focus on being a cross-country rider, or do you want to focus on being a marathon and a multi-stage and an ultra-marathon type of rider? The problem where what comes into place, though, is there's a lot of, especially in South Africa now, there are a lot of stage races that have popped up. You can do a stage race every month, going on a couple of every month, and a lot of marathons and ultra-marathon series as well. And while this is brilliant for the sport, it then becomes a thing where if you're riding marathons and ultra-marathon type events, your conditioning for a cross-country type event is out the window, because now you're sitting for a lot longer periods of time at a slightly lower intensity. And a lot of these sort of rides are also sort of open district roads with a little bit of single track and that sort of thing there. So you then start losing the confidence, losing the skill, and losing the conditioning for cross-country type riding. If you want to do cross-country, it's there to be technical. It's there to be short and sharp and on the river, high intensity the whole time round. So I don't think it's necessarily becoming too technical. I think it's the course designers are trying to keep the guys that are riding and at the top end of the field, they're trying to keep them happy. The riders are wanting something more technical. They're wanting more climbing. They're wanting more of a challenge. So understand the difference between the two types of events and then focus. If you want to be a cross-country rider, I think focus on being a cross-country rider. Obviously, the endurance and the ultra-marathon type events will always help to a degree for a conditioning point of view, but I still feel that you're getting a very different kind of conditioning in. So it's important to decide which one you prefer and which one you fit into and train according to that.
Devlin, just a quick add-on there before I let you go. Looking at younger riders coming through, you know, we always talk about in this country with marathon stage racing being so big that we're losing youngsters to cross-country, but it's an important learning ground for technical skills, isn't it?
It is without a doubt. And one thing that actually does impress me is there's a lot more cross-country type events happening and a lot more circuit events that are around on the race calendar as well. So, and I'm seeing it more and more in sort of various cities as well, that they are bringing in more cross-country racing. And I think that's only good for the sport and only good for keeping the youngsters in the game.
It really is, and only good for letting our South Africans get more of a chance overseas, because really it's hard to go compete with the Europeans who often live, sleep, and eat cross-country racing. Devlin, thanks very much once again for your time. If you want to find out more about Devlin Eden's coaching and how he can help you, just go to coachperry.com and click on coaching. There's lots of lessons to be learned cross-country, lots of technique. You can learn a few things from Devlin. But for myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, and Devlin Eden, we'll catch up with you next time on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.